Hugging feedback. Oh, hugging feedback. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with all sorts of interesting illumination that tells me how instant illumination is so fantastic. And I get it every time I have hugging feedback. Well, now, every morning, all of the members of the Absolute Monastery and the University of Healing on the campus of the University of Healing, we all gather together for our Om. And we say Om, and we say it with all our heart. We let the resonance of that word, of the idea, flow through us, because it's a beautiful sound, it's a beautiful feeling. And we tingle all over and we say, oh, that feels so good. And we say, Om, 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 Om. Now, sometimes I'm in good voice and sometimes I'm not. But whatever I do, I say my Om. And we all say it together. And then we all give each other a big hug after we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. I am wonderful. I am perfect. I am divine. Yes, we say all these positive things about ourselves, and we say, then we give a big hug and a big kiss right on the mouth to each other, and we say, you're wonderful, I love you, I love you. Well, then I go for my walk, and every morning I like to take a walk with Rex. Rex is my big golden retriever who is the big love box, and we walk along, and he likes his treats. And so I break up a cookie, and I have it in my pocket, and I give him a little bit here and a little bit there. And he goes between the legs, and he'll stand there and not move, and he'll say, okay, do your thing. And so I bend over, and I grab him around his chest and around his neck, and I cuddle him, and I hug him, and I snuggle him, and I snuggle him, and he just melts in my arms. He just melts and says, oh, this is so good. And he sort of pushes himself against me here and there and say, oh, I love this, I love this, I love this. Well, just like the monks having their morning hug, their morning Om together, Rex loves his, and so does my genie. And so I'm preparing for the day, and Jeannie is walking in and out of my legs, and she's up on the counter, and she's walking under my arms, and she's walking past me, and she's snuggling me here and snuggling me there, wanting attention. And so I give her hugging attention, and when she's had enough, she walks away. Now Rex, he walks away too, but his desire for hugging is a little longer than Jeannie's. And so I'm on the path, and Rex wants to get a hug. So he goes between my legs. He stopped me from walking. And he said, now hug me. So I reach down, and I snuggle his chest. And I rub it, and I shake it, and I say, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Then I reach up over under his throat, and I bring my fingers tingling around his throat, and he just tickles to that. And then I clean out his eyes, and I massage his head, and I massage his back. And he says, oh, this, I could go for this forever and ever and ever. This kind of hugging is just the greatest thing in the world. And so I hug him, and I hug him, and I get as much back as he gets, I think, because I feel so good when I hug him. I don't want anything from him. I don't want to give him anything. I just want to be in the state of hug. Be in the state of love. Be in the state of togetherness. I wouldn't like to sleep with my dog because my dog would take the middle of the bed. And I wouldn't like to sleep with my cat because my cat just sits on top of me and looks in my face and says, I want your attention. So I just tell my dog and my cat, you have your own beds now. It's time to go to bed. And they go to their beds, and I give them a big hug as they cuddle down in their bed. And they say, oh, it's so wonderful being in this unconditionally loving house where everybody's hugging us all the time and hugging us all the time and making us feel so wonderful all the time. It's an instant illumination to realize how much hugs mean, how much they are for each one of us, something very special, something very wonderful and ideal. When we learn to hug others, we hug our pets, and I hug Rex, and I just feel so good when I'm done. And then I say to myself, hey, how about hugging myself? If I hug myself, am I going to get the same feeling I get when I hug Rex? That feeling of instant love, instant satisfaction, instant joy? I'll try it. So I start hugging myself. Well, now, I can't hug myself quite like I can hug Rex, but I work at it. I wrap my arms around me, and I snuggle me. Don't hug me tight like a vice, but just gentle, just the Irene Merkley type of hug where you're hugged and you know you're hugged. You know you're loved because the love is that wonderful emollient that goes along with the hug itself. It's so grand. Now, what do? Well, I hug myself a little bit. And I hug myself, wrapping my arms around my shoulders, around my waist, around me. And then I take my hands, like I do on Rex, and I massage my feet. Not trying to make my feet be massaged. I love massaging my feet, which is totally different from a massage. I am gently touching my toes. I am sending vibrations of unconditional love through my toes, through my feet, through the ball of my foot, through my ankles. I just send the unconditional love that I am, and I snuggle it. I say, I love you. And just like I do with the Rex, I say, I love you. I say that to me. I say it to my feet. I say it to my ankles, my calves. I say it to my knees. I say it to my thighs. I say it to my body all over me. And I say, I love you. Ooh, I love you. Nothing sexual about it. Nothing sensitive about it. Just everything loving about it. And I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. Then I take a little while, and this is a very important step for me. I take a little while, and I massage my head. And I take my fingertips ever so gently and let them walk over my head, walk around my brain, walk around my skull, walk around my neck, walk around my cheeks and my eyes. And I say, I love you. And this is being sort of a continuous circuit going through me, going in from my fingers into my body and coming out of my body to my fingers and into my body again. A beautiful cycle of love, a beautiful cycle of wonder and magic, and feeling so good, feeling so fantastic, feeling so dramatically glorious. I give seminars all over the world, and whenever I give seminars, a good portion of my seminars are hugging. And after each seminar, people come up and they all want to have a hug. And they will leave their purse sitting on the bench and then they'll go around, oh, I forgot my purse, and they have to go back in. And of course, then they got to come out again and get another hug. So my hugs become legend. They become so beneficial to me and to everyone. I know what it does to Rex. He just does not get enough of that wonderful hugging. And Jeannie, she goes around and around and around, this beautiful black cat whose hair is so soft and so gentle and so loving. Oh, my goodness sakes, I just feel like a newly born person whenever I hug Jeannie, or whenever I hug Rex, or whenever I hug members of the staff here at the university. It always is so good. And sometimes they want a hug before they leave, before they come, whenever they go anyplace. And I don't mind, but let them initiate it. Come, you come and hug me, and I'll hug you back, I will. And come kiss me, I'll kiss you back. Come show me your affection in every beautiful way, and I'll show you it back again. But take the first step yourself. Don't expect other people to come and voraciously love you and hug you. You be the one who goes out and shares your love gently, ever so gently. Like I massage my head and my ears, my nose, my eyes, and ever so gently. I'm not trying to have a deep massage or a professional massage. I'm having a love massage. And it feels so good. It feels so perfect. It feels so right. Today is the day for you to get your hugs in too. Find everybody in your family and hug them to pieces and say how much you love them and how much you delight in being in their world and their being in your world. Let them know what you think of them. And then as you go to the storekeeper, say, "Hi, you're a love. Thank you so much. That's very loving." And use love often. Let it become a second nature to you. Do that in everything you do. And I write letters and I say, "Beloved, whoever I write to," and even commercial business people, because everybody in my world is a beloved of mine. And if they are not a beloved, they choose not to be, and I don't really choose to be with them. I cannot stop being a loving person just because somebody else does not want to be that way for a moment. I am always that unconditionally loving person. I'm always the one who says, "I love you." I'm always the one who says, "Love, Herb and Ellen." I put Ellen on all of my emails and all of my things. She gets a copy because I want her to know what I'm writing and who I'm writing to and what I'm saying. And then she says, "Oh, good. You said it just the way I wanted to say it. Oh, good. You said it just the way I wanted to say it." And that tickles my heart because I know that we are truly, as always, on the same love wavelength, the same hugging wavelength, the same wavelength that says all is in divine order, all is good, all is beautiful, and I'm in the very center forever and ever and ever. And so are you. So are you, my wonderful reflection. I love you.